Daily Light, April the 12th, morning. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. For since the law has but a shadow of the good things to come, instead of the true form of these realities, it can never, by the same sacrifices that are continually offered every year, make perfect those who draw near. Otherwise, would they not have ceased to be offered? By him, everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed by the law of Moses. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Romans 8:3. And Hebrews 10:1-2. Acts 13:38-39. Hebrews 2:14-17. Daily Light, April the 12th. Evening. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None is righteous, no, not one. No one does good, not even one. Surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. How can he who is born of woman be pure? Therefore, while the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us fear, lest any of you should seem to have failed to reach it. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. The Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. Those whom he justified, he also glorified. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel, walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. And Romans 3:10-12. Ecclesiastes 7:20. Job 25:4. Hebrews 4:1. Psalm 51:3-5. 2 Samuel 12:13, Romans 8:30, 2 Corinthians 3:18, Colossians 1:23, and 1 Thessalonians 2:12.